Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Georgia, a fisherman with a magnet dredges up some new evidence in a Georgia couple's killing.
No doubt.
A 74-year-old arrested for bank robbery is possibly a scam victim. We'll tell you about that. And a former cop kills his ex-wife and his teen girlfriend. These stories and more coming at you today, Monday, the 29th. Of April on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And
April's almost done.
It's almost done. Man, this
is flying by.
The older I get, the quicker it goes.
Yep, time flies when you're having fun. And I hope everybody enjoyed the beautiful weekend. And I don't know. I hope we're pre-recording, but I hope our bestie won.
I do too. I'm sure. You know, the great thing about the big buddy stuff is, you're really a winner.
Everybody's
no matter what. Yeah. But Lori can dance.
Yeah, so she can dance.
Wouldn't surprise
that
me.
She's put in a lot. This is not just show up and jitterbug. They've been working on this for a long time.
Months. So hopefully I'll have some good news for everybody on our Wednesday.
Oh, but speaking of the good news, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To be the keynote speaker at the National Prayer Day breakfast.
That's right, for the mayor. The mayor holds an annual national prayer breakfast every year for National Prayer Day.
The mayor of Denham Springs, I'm sure other mayors do it too.
Yeah. It's throughout the country. It's actually a great thing, Woody, in that the whole point of National Prayer Day is to bring all faiths together and everybody kind of get together and pray at the same time. And they have a speaker that speaks on their relationship with God what led them to their relationship with God. And I was absolutely blown away and totally honored and humbled to be asked to lead the mayor's prayer.
I've attended these in the past, and Willie Graves, when he was the sheriff here, was the biggest proponent of it and everything else. And it's, you know, they serve volunteers come in and serve fire camp pancakes and whatever else for breakfast, and everybody gets to eat and get a word in before they go about their day. But being asked to speak at that, you know, it's a big honor, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I hope I don't embarrass us.
No, you won't embarrass. You're natural to public speaking. You know that. So let's get down to some true crime time for the last time for the month of April 2024.
Perfect. And we are going to Georgia.
Georgia.
And look, magnet fishing becoming a thing.
Yes,
it's going to be on ESPN pretty soon. I can feel it.
Real quick before you begin the story, Mama Karen Ortolano, who retires the matron here for Lives Parish Jail, and I worked with her.
We love Mama Karen.
Her significant other, Boudreaux, she had bought him one of these fishing magnets. So she was telling me something about it. And they said, you wouldn't believe the stuff that you find dragging along the bottom.
I'm going to tell you, it's something I want to try really bad. Right. Ain't no telling what you'll pull up, and that's what our story is going to get into. Right. Someone using a magnet to fish for metal objects in a Georgia creek pulls up a rifle as well as some lost belongings of a couple found slain in the same area more than 9 years ago. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation say driver's license, credit cards, and other items dragged from the Horse Creek, which is in rural Telfair County, are new evidence in a murder case that's still awaiting trial. A citizen who was magnet fishing in the creek discovered a .22 caliber rifle.
Nice.
The unnamed person returned to the same spot 2 days later and made another find, a bag containing a cell phone, a pair of driver's license, and credit cards.
Must have been some of the new metallic credit cards.
Must have been.
Right, because a metal, or maybe there was a metal clasp on whatever.
Possibly. Maybe the bag contained. Had like some metal on it, but it very well could have been. The agency said the license and credit cards belonged to Bud and June Runyon. The couple was robbed and fatally shot before their bodies were discovered off of a county road. This was back in January of 2015. Mm. Authorities say the couple made a 3-hour drive from Atlanta to Telfair County to meet someone offering to sell Bud a 1966 Mustang.
Nice.
Classic car, right? A few days later, investigators arrested Ronnie J. Towns, on charges of armed robbery and murder. They say Towns lured the couple to Telfair County by replying to an online ad, and that the 69-year-old Bud Runyon had posted the ad seeking a classic car. Though Towns did not own such a vehicle. Georgia courts threw out his first indictment over problems on how the grand jury was selected, a prolonged legal battle that concluded in 2019. Towns was indicted a second time in 2020, and that case was delayed by COVID. He has pled not guilty. Court proceedings have also likely been slowed by a prosecutor's decision to seek the death penalty, which requires extra pretrial legal steps.
Right.
Correct? Towns' defense attorney, he didn't have any comment on all of this, of course, when they found all this evidence.
What you gonna say?
Right. Yeah, what are you gonna say? But
I know what he's gonna say. Somebody else planted it, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this has all been traced back to this murder. And look, with this guy's already kind of had two strikes of luck in his trials. And this may be the evidence that puts him away. And who would have thought 9 years later someone would pull up and then have the wherewithal to turn it in?
Right, right.
You know, instead of just keeping it
think about this. You're a magnet fisher, right?
Yeah.
You find a .22 rifle, you might be tempted to keep it or whatever. But here's a newsflash, people. People don't throw .22 rifles in the water for no reason. Now, you could have been in your boat in South Louisiana trying to shoot a gator and dropped it or whatever, but this is right where you could pull over and throw your shit in the water. But it goes back and it finds the credit cards and stuff, and thank goodness he's a good citizen and turned the stuff in, right?
Right. I'm glad it looks like this guy's going to spend, he may get the death penalty this.
And that's why, they said – they threw out the first voir dire and what have you, and they're erring on the side of caution because they're looking for the death penalty, as in they should get it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it'd be killing these people over nothing, really. I mean, a tangible object of a 66 Mustang.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The magnet fishing, I wish I had time enough for another hobby because I would seriously take that up.
It sounds like fun, and, you just said this about possibly – there are situations where a gun might go overboard in a boat. Have you ever lost anything fishing? Like fell out of the boat?
Yeah, I've lost shit, but usually I dive in and can find it. But I've lost stuff. I can't remember specific things.
Yeah.
But I know it happens.
Yeah.
Specifically like running down the river and losing a hat and you go back and like, fuck it, it's gone.
Yeah.
But a rifle? No, I can't say I ever lost a rifle.
I lost my wallet once.
Really?
Yeah, what happened was we were fishing. It was me and a buddy. It's a little 15-foot bateau. we were fishing out of. We were in Lake Verrett, which is
great catfishing.
Great catfishing, but also known for its gators.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were down a canal, and Woody, when I tell you there were gators on both sides of the bank, there were probably 50 of them. Yeah. And there were a bunch in the water, and you know, when you're 19 or 20, however old we were then, you'd cast, try to hit him in the head, do dumb stuff like that. Well, I had my wallet sitting on top of my tackle box, and I accidentally hit my tackle box, and it went in the water. And it, my initial reaction was jump in the water and get it. And I looked over, and there was two big gators. Yeah. And all you could see was their eyes. They're in that water.
And I said, go ahead and get that wallet,
You can keep that wallet.
Go get that wallet, boy.
Yeah, I'm jumping in that water. That was the only thing I've ever lost.
Hey, maybe if it was, if your wallet was alligator skin.
Yeah.
You know, they you could say you're returning it to the beach.
That's right.
Like
there wasn't nothing in it anyway. Like, I was 19. Yeah, but like, I had a dollar.
Right.
Yeah,
and a condom.
Yeah, and a condom.
Like Roy and Kristen and Kristen with Louisiana Pet Crematory got the new boat where they can take out your pets and
that's right.
Give you the longitude and latitude, the GPS coordinates, yes. And the video. Burying your pet at sea, the ashes, right?
So that's right. It's a big deal. Under that big American flag in Broussard,
Louisiana.
Love the two Christians of Roy.
The sign, tagline is always rest easy.
That's right.
All right. Very interesting story. And Swim has stories about gators. It just can't tell.
And, yeah.
But you know what? That kind of would have been, it's not a cold case because they tried it, et cetera, but maybe if they hadn't found the weapon and the credit cards and be able to tie it through video footage, however they did it, maybe it would have gone cold, right?
Right.
Cold case. But I'm going to take you to old cold case. Well, I guess cold cases are old, some older than others. This one was 24 years old, y'all.
Golly.
And guess how it got solved?
Can't wait to hear.
Dude told himself.
Woo! Well,
let me tell you about it. So, West Virginia man recently admitted to the cold case killing of a 10-year-old girl and her mom in 2000, and he died the same day that their bodies were found.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Larry Webb.
On his deathbed.
On his deathbed. Deathbed confession, actually. Larry Webb, who was in his 80s, died at the Mount Olive Correctional Complex in Fayette County on Monday, just 6 hours before the remains of victims Susan and Natasha Alex Carter were discovered. The two victims had not been seen since August the 8th of 2000, when Susan was 41 years old and Natasha was 10, right?
Right.
So when the Carters went missing, Susan was in a custody battle with Natasha's father, and reportedly told him that she had never let him see his daughter again. And authorities say that the two were living in Webb's house at the time. And the case was cold for over two decades when the FBI began reinvestigating in 2021. And authorities eventually executed search warrants at Webb's home in 2022 and again in 2023. And he was indicted in November and arrested earlier this month and was being held without bond. At Tuesday's press conference, the Raleigh County prosecuting attorney said Webb was dealing with a financial issue when he shot and killed the Carters. And they have the pictures of this beautiful young girl. He said the reason that he shot Susan Carter was that he had some cash money that was in the home that he went back for, and that cash money was missing. He began to go through his finances and that he suspected that Susan Carter had spent a lot of money, and they had an argument about it, and he shot her. I mean, you
over
argue
money.
With her, and even if you shoot her, why shoot the 10-year-old baby?
Right.
Right? Webb killed the mother before shooting Natasha to avoid detection for having killed Susan Carter. And the killer also told investigators that he had hid the victim's bodies.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, this is a national news reported by Fox, right? So state police in West Virginia were instrumental in solving the cold case. Once he had killed both individuals, he had stored them in a basement of the home where he cried himself to sleep that night, according to him, right?
Yeah.
And then over the course of the next two nights, he dug a shallow grave in the woods on his property. He did tell investigators that he buried both Susan and Alex Carter together in the same grave, and he buried them in their clothes. That has been vetted, and that's consistent with what we found over the course of the last 24 hours, and that's what the cops are saying. Yeah. And on Tuesday, officials from the West Virginia State Police said the confession was made during the first week of April, and they said he was on his deathbed and looking to come to Jesus at that point, right? Wow.
Well, you know, at least I guess I'm happy that he confessed to it.
Yeah, the baby's dad, they had a quote from him. And yeah. He was thankful for that. But I don't know, man. 10-year-old and
who had nothing to do with it.
Cried over him. And yeah. How fucking cold do you have to be to dig a hole on your own property, put the mom in, put the baby, the 10-year-old in with him and cover him up? And then you live with it all these years.
Evil in this world.
Yeah.
Evil.
Hopefully he got his business straight.
Yeah. What a story. You know, and something that unfortunately we cover way too much on this show. It's crazy.
It goes to show on these cold cases, just like Miss Barbara Blunt's. Please continue to call in your tips.
Yes.
Somebody knows something. This guy did it on his own, but at least he confessed in the end. In Miss Barbara Blunt's case, somebody knows something. And we've gotten some really good tips lately. And I forget to mention, I should mention on every show, y'all please continue to call in your tips. You never know what's going to be the one that busts the case wide open.
That's right. That's right. And so we're going to go to Ohio.
Ohio. Buckeye State, Joe Burrow.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I went to college at Ohio State, and I played football at LSU.
That is quoted. And we're going to tell you about a 74-year-old woman who robbed a bank.
Here we go.
So this one ought to perk you up. This 74-year-old woman is accused of robbing an Ohio bank at gunpoint, and they are finding out that she may have been a victim of online scammers. And y'all, this is becoming a huge issue. I'm going to tell you a little side story after we're done here of another issue that I've heard of recently. But the Fairfield Township Police say 74-year-old Ann Mayers could very well have been a victim before she became a suspect in that robbery. Definitely not a typical demographic you would expect to be robbing a bank. Right, this from police. Yeah. Mayers did not have a criminal history until police say she robbed a credit union last week. She walked into the bank with a gun and demanded money from employees. Police say she received $500, which was later recovered. Police body cam footage shows officers arriving at her home just hours after the robbery. The 74-year-old remained calm and cooperative as police confirmed that her vehicle in the driveway was the same one she used to rob the bank. Police do say they found a handgun in that car. Mayers was taken into custody without incident. Police say she admitted to the robbery after she was arrested and as captured on body camera footage. So the police, the guy investigating was Officer Mayers. He said, I did whatever you hear, or Mayers, her, she said, I did whatever you're here for. The officer responded, what would that be? And she responded, robbery.
Yeah. Can't get any more straightforward than
no,
that.
No, that's a confession for you. The police say it appears Mayers was facing a financial hardship and wasn't the only one believed to be trying to steal money. Seems as though, the way I understand it, she had been communicating with some people online who may have been scamming her. Right. A very common theme. Unfortunately and tragically, we see that a lot with elderly victims being scammed out of large amounts of money.
Yeah.
It seems like this is the case here, and police say she's charged with aggravated robbery and faces 10 to 15 years in jail. Let me say this on all that, and we mentioned Lori Johnson earlier, but I don't know if anybody on earth that cares more about elderly scams than her.
Yeah, well,
she is a big fighter.
For
that.
the Yep. Those of y'all who don't know, she's the vice president of
Hancock Whitney Bank.
And, but go ahead.
Well, you know, we've talked, and right. she, of course, she can't say names or anything like that, but she's filled me in on some of these scams, and she knows of some that they didn't necessarily happen at her bank, but issues
they
train
up on them too.
People would walk in, Woody, and these elderly people, and they're 80 years old, and they say, we're here to withdraw all our money, and these bank folks, they're trained to ask questions because that's not normal. Well, with the advent of the currency, the digital currency,
Bitcoin
stuff, that is becoming a big issue with scams, especially because what they'll do is they'll have people withdraw this money, turn it into Bitcoin,
and it's gone,
and then send it, and it's gone at that point.
Untraceable.
Your bank will never ask you to do anything that seems weird.
Right.
If it's something out of the ordinary, it's a scam. But they prey on these people that are 70 and 80 years old that just don't know, Woody.
Back in my day, it was more common for the gypsies to do it. And whether it be the driveway scams or they knock on old, they notice old people that live there, right? And they'll knock on the door and say, oh, we put in your septic tank X amount of years ago. We're going to charge you $39 and we need to reinspect it. And then they come back and say, give me $3,900. And they're like, no, you said it was $39. So they said, no, it's $3,900. And they get aggressive with them. And they're like, I don't have that kind of money here, but let's go to your bank. And they would take them to the bank. And a lot of times the bank would be the one that notified us. But now with this online shit, look, the minute that money's transferred to Bitcoin, that shit is gone.
It's gone.
You can't get it back. Nobody can trace it. And that's what the lure of Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies are. Recently, my mom's having some work done at one of their rental properties, and my buddy was the one doing the work. He's him and his crew, and she left him a check, you know, for a couple $1,000s. And he went to the bank to cash it, and not thankfully because there was nothing wrong, but the bankers called my mama and said, did you write this check? Well, my mom's 83 years or 82 years old, and did you write this check? They want to make sure it wasn't a scam. But unfortunately, good and bad in every profession, it might be a teller that's having a bad day and just doesn't give a fuck and then let it go through. But this lady, I mean, who's going to prosecute a 74-year-old lady?
Yeah.
She might have dementia or something. Who knows?
That's right. And watch out. And I'm sure I know all of our listeners do, but watch out for your parents and maybe your elderly neighbors make them feel confident in communicating with you.
Especially when I used to work this case, and it reminds me, I should tell some of these on the original Real Life of Crime, that they would just intimidate them.
Yeah,
and the people just want them to go away. I talked to the victims after, and they're like, I just want them to go away.
Yeah, that's so horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
Praying on the other.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well. Have you tried Astapro? It's faster, bro.
Oh.
Right? Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use Astapro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, planting my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. AsteproAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Astepro and go.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways, no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally, designed for long-term retention, speech recognition. The true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara. Well, let me tell you now, you know, I don't do long stories, right?
Right. There's no such thing, would you?
Yeah, right. But this one's going to be a little bit longer. And y'all, it is crazy. And we have the pictures, and I'm thumbing through it. We have the pictures of the bad guy and the victims and stuff. And y'all are just hold on to your whatever you can hold on to when you hear this. So Amber Rodriguez was terrified. Now, again, I was reading Fox News when I came across this. It needs to be told. Amber Rodriguez was terrified in the weeks before her death and had been granted an order of protection against Elias Huszar, her ex-husband, and he is accused now of fatally shooting her outside the elementary school where she worked. Wait. Guess what? He's accused of shooting her and killing her outside the elementary school where she worked on the same day his teen girlfriend was found dead in Washington State.
Sick.
Right? So let's get into it. So Rodriguez had filed for divorce from Huszar in December of 2020. And their friend Tara Simmons was appointed as the guardian and ad litem in the divorce proceedings to handle the custody issues, you know, involving her kids and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but Rodriguez was killed outside of the William Wiley Elementary School in West Richland on Monday, a little over a year after her divorce was finalized, which is crazy. Court documents state that a gunman wearing black clothing and a black hat shot Rodriguez, who was 31 years old, as classes were being let out shortly before 3:30 p.m. The pair's 9-year-old son witnessed the killing.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have one other child together. Later that same day, police found the body of a 17-year-old Angelica Santos, who was described by police as Huszar's girlfriend.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Figure it out.
Mm.
So police said
one of those.
Right? Police said a news conference Wednesday that they did not have a motive for the slaying of Rodriguez, but there were some domestic matters that were pending in court. And we have a picture of this.
Yeah, and we'll post it online. But anyway,
evidently Rodriguez, y'all had safety concerns throughout her divorce and had recently been granted an order of protection for 1 year. Yeah. Kind of like a temporary restraining order we have here.
Yeah.
But it's I can go tomorrow saying you're harassing me. I can get a TRO slapped on you. You have to have a court hearing. The judge decides whether that should become a permanent PRO, permanent restraining order, what have you.
Right.
But she got one at least for a year, right? Maybe the judge figures it's going to calm down. But she was terrified. She was terrified, said Simmons, who last spoke to Rodriguez a few weeks ago. And according to Simmons, Rodriguez had sought a protection order against her ex-husband, but it was denied. And after Simmons connected her with a local attorney, the order was granted.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't have to have an attorney like in Louisiana to get a protective order. You go straight to the judge's office, the district attorney's office, say, okay, hey, I got this problem. Here's my police report. And they'll give you that TRO. But I always say that piece of paper doesn't stop a bullet.
Right.
Anyway, even after she got the order granted, she still had concerns. And Simmons, her friend, said she knew how he was, and it was just a paper, just like I told y'all. Because of her fears, Simmons said Rodriguez began working at William Wiley Elementary School so she could keep an eye on her son, the same one that saw her murdered. It's not clear if Rodriguez had expressed her concerns to the school, and she had been working there since September of 2022 as a parent / educator. So it just goes on, y'all, that, of course, our district has suffered a profound loss at the passing of Amber Rodriguez, a remarkable paraeducator. Our deepest condolences go to the families. That's what the school system said. Now, Simmons said Rodriguez's family is devastated.
I can only imagine.
Said this poor family, they tried everything to stay safe from him, and so many systems failed this family, she said, crying. At the time of the killing, Huzar was under conditional freedom after he was accused of third-degree rape of a child and second-degree rape. This is according to Benton County prosecutor. And according to the court filings, two teenagers went to the police in early February after a 17-year-old girl told officers that she woke up to Huzar performing oral sex on her 16-year-old friend passed out after the three had been drinking alcohol.
That's disgusting. Right?
The filing alleged that Huzar, a former officer with the Yakima Police Department in Washington, and the 17-year-old have a child in common and met while he was employed as a resource officer at a middle school. He's there to protect them, and he's grooming them, right? At the Wednesday's news conference, authorities identified the 17-year-old as Angelica Santos and said she was found dead at the residence in West Richland. And police described her and Huzar's girlfriend and said she was the mother of his one-year-old boy that Huzar had kidnapped on Monday. So she's 17. And then we have her picture too. She's 17 and she's got a 1-year-old baby. That's rape in any state. I
mean, absolutely.
At least 16, probably 15 and a half. But the child was recovered safe from Huzar, who was 39 years old. But he led Oregon state troopers on a pursuit that ended with him losing control of his vehicle and hitting the median. And he fatally shot himself in the head as troopers contacted his vehicle. So, probably the best thing he ever did.
Coward way right, out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Just like, because he is a coward.
Yeah.
Was
you're
a
police officer. Yeah. Or you're supposed to be a police officer. And you need to be eat your own pistol. But anyway, it goes on, y'all, talking about how Huzar met Angelica while he was employed as a resource officer. And this was her mother, Tiffany Penzola, said. So the relationship didn't begin until about 2.5 years ago. Now, she's 17, so that's 14 and a half years old, y'all, when Angelica was a freshman in high school. And he was Penzola said her daughter kept details about the relationship, like Huzar's age and his real name, a secret in the beginning. And it wasn't until Angelica's son was about 6 months old that the family learned the truth. The deputies having concerns, Pizzola said the relationship was really good at first. Things started slowly going downhill after his February arrest. And they got a picture of Herbert the baby. So they said Huzar became controlling. And when Angelica was around her family, he would make her wear an Apple AirPod with him on the phone. She said to listen to her conversations to make sure she wasn't saying anything negative about him or disclosing details about the rape case, right? 2 days before her death, Pinzola, the mom, said Huzar became angry when her daughter refused to let him eavesdrop on a conversation she was having with her grandmother. That made him mad. He called her at least a minimum of 20 times back to back to back to back because she wasn't answering his calls. She said, I was like, are you sure it's a good idea for you to go home? And she goes, no, I talked to him and he's still mad, but he's not mad where he'll do anything. Well, throughout the relationship, Angelica had tried to distance herself from Huzar, her mother said, but the teen struggled with the idea of breaking up her family. Remember, they had the baby together. She said this vision for her son, that he had this perfect little family, she explained. And so as much as she was not okay with everything, she wanted to be able to give her son everything she didn't have. So she put up with a lot of things were not okay. The family tried to intervene, and Angelica's grandmother had been trying to find resources that could help at the time that she was killed. He had her so brainwashed into believing so much stuff that wasn't real, is what a mom said. He had her believing that they were going to be the perfect family, and he got her out of Yakima into a better living environment and a better place to raise the baby. So she was with him, but she was hesitant at the same time. Man. And, y'all, it just goes on and on. It's such a horrible, horrible tragedy. Kills an ex-wife and kills a 17-year-old, the mother of his baby. I've actually killed mothers of both his kids.
Yeah.
And he's got rape charges and whatever the fuck. Fuck him.
Well, he's sitting in hell.
Fires of hell burn a little bit brighter right when he ate that bullet.
Disgusting. That's about as bad as it gets.
I mean, it's just
in
crazy.
My opinion.
Yeah. Who did that dude's polygraph for his pre-employment?
Yeah.
Who did that dude's psychological test?
Horrible.
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna go to Miami.
Miami.
You could probably name The Rock.
Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith.
The play for Miami, right?
Well, he was with Florida.
Oh, it was Florida. You're right. So it was go back. Wide receivers for Dallas Cowboys that did all the cocaine. Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah. That was when it was the youth.
So check this out. Shout out to Ryan Dawson, who's from East Louisiana Parish.
Shout out.
Down there on Bluff Creek Road, right by Buck Hornsby that you met.
Yeah.
When he came in for the podcast. He is one of the head coaches at Miami University.
Oh, wow.
Started this year. He had been in West Virginia before and everything else. And I knew him since he was a little boy. His daddy used to coach me in football.
Well, congratulations to him and shout out.
Back to Miami.
Back to Miami.
Where Ryan's at.
We're going to tell you a horrible story, but really just unbelievable in how it ends. A Florida man is in custody after police say he drove to a police station with his girlfriend's body in the passenger seat of his SUV and confessed to killing her. Alexander Rogue, who is 48, is charged with second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of his girlfriend, 44-year-old Yesenia Marquez. He appeared in a Miami courtroom this past week where Judge Mindy Glazer denied him bond. You killed the victim, then driving around the car with her and sending pictures of her lifeless body to people, judge said. The state may charge it as a first-degree murder. Investigators say Rogue has confessed to killing Marquez and drove to the Florida City Police Station with her body to report what she had done. Officers say the gun used in the crime was found inside the SUV before it was towed away as evidence. Before driving to the station, investigators say Rogue contacted two people, his cousin and Marquez's estranged husband. He reportedly sent both of them the photos of the victim's body, in addition to showing Marquez's husband her body during a video call. Both witnesses called police after Rogue talked to them. His motive remains unclear, and it looks like it's going to be an open and shut deal because they got him confessing to the whole thing and driving up to the police station with the body.
That is bizarre, right?
The texting of the pictures, what really got us cold, man.
That's cold as fuck. And you know what? Florida has the death penalty.
Yeah.
And they
use it.
They're not afraid. Quite often. I was about to say they are not afraid to execute a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And some people just don't deserve to breathe, right? I mean, heart goes out to the victims.
I don't know.
And I just, sometimes, as long as I've been doing this, over 30 years, I hear shit like that, and I'm just like,
"Yeah, nothing seems to amaze you. It's just bizarre."
I'm gonna do one more, Jimmy. All right. And one of the things that sucks the worst is having to go car shopping. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, I just about be rather kicked in the nuts. And thankfully, I'm blessed.
It's like going to the dentist.
Right. Thankfully, I'm blessed now that with Jerry Lane that I can call ahead of time and say, this is what I want, and they'll have it for me and have the paperwork done. Even though they have everything on the table for me and all I got to do is go in and sign it, it still takes hours, right? And it's not like I got to get approved and everything else.
Right.
Well, you know what? Some people have a little worse time when they go to get a car than others.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you about this cat. Okay. So there's a car dealership's clerical error led California police to arrest an innocent man at gunpoint in a terrifying mix-up. Driver Jamie Rogers can be seen with his hands in the air on the side of the highway just before a cadre of officers armed with rifles and pistols approach him on dash cam footage. This was by the Orange County Sheriff's Department. The agency told news outlets that they had received reports that he had stolen the vehicle from Car Pros Kia Huntington Beach and was considered armed and dangerous. And so... this guy, what a bad day he's having. Rogers said he was terrified he was going to die in the ordeal. He said, I'd never had assault rifles just lined up pointing at me. So, y'all, what really happened, these car things now where you can order the cars online and pick them up and all that stuff. This is what this cat did, right? So, at the dealership, they lost some piece of paper. It reportedly had fallen behind a filing cabinet.
Oh, my God.
And so the dealership receives a bill for unpaid tolls and they on the car that this guy got, that this guy bought. So then they lost the piece of paper saying he bought it. So they thought their car was stolen.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So... He's just driving down the road, and they got a bolo and the license plate's red, and it says he's armed and dangerous, right? So he said, I don't know what was going on. He recalled the rest. He said, my heart was pounding, and my palms were just like dripping sweat, and I wanted to see my family again. That's what was going through my mind. So but after about 10 minutes, deputy realized that the car wasn't stolen. But by that point, Rogers had been handcuffed. And Rogers said he has since filed a lawsuit against the car dealership. I would have too. He said, this shouldn't have happened, so it was reckless. There was negligence. They are saying that they are just misplaced a sheet of paper when they were moving files around. Rogers' attorney told the news that his client was forced to resign as an athletic trainer at a Catholic high school due to the PTSD from the incident. And he has since shifted to a career in real estate. He's had to reinvent himself, the attorney said. The problem with these things is an unintentional body movement can lead to death. And they're talking about it on the stop, y'all. And we have the picture of the officers. It's called a felony stop. Anytime you do that, when you approach, you're approach tactically. And, as far as you know, on the bolo, this cat's armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
So I get it. And it's a bad thing. Make sure you got all your paperwork signed, even though they have that shit up. You got to sign 14,000 forms. I took my dad recently to Jackson, Mississippi to get a car from my mom. Holy shit. And my dad, being an old attorney, every piece of paper they put in front of you, he was like, I'm not signing that. I'm like, Dad, this is protects you. So, y'all, nobody likes to go – everybody likes to drive off in a new car, but nobody likes to go to a car dealership. But make sure
they
take care of you.
You know, these type of things, similar incidents happen. I mean, we've done stories on this show where the police bust in the wrong house.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean – wow, that's not good.
Seen it.
But I mean, everybody's human and mistakes do happen.
But thank God this dude didn't get killed.
Right? Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. My wife's biggest struggle this past year was fighting the symptoms associated with menopause: hot flashes, mild mood swings, and sleeplessness. She had them all until she tried Hormone Harmony. She was amazed at how much Hormone Harmony reduced her symptoms and supported her mood and her general well-being. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more health issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health. What she discovered is that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. Now, my dog, Phoebe, is the queen of our house, and I can tell you that her health is extremely important to us. She is a part of our family. I watched the video, y'all, and I was amazed by the things I didn't know that could impact your dog's health. This 20-minute video is packed full of tips that I've already started with my dog, Phoebe. I'm noticing more energy, healthier skin and coat. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/RLRC and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/RLRC. See. Oh, yeah.
It's time for Kinky Crimes for Monday.
Yes.
The last Monday in April. And y'all, this is going to be totally different than what I normally do in BDSM. Right?
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey. I never watched it, never read the books, but I know every female in the world evidently did. And that's... I heard about it. I heard about it and stuff. You know, takes all kinds to make it, you know, some people like to get tied up and whipped and all that shit. And there's a big industry for that. I'm personally not into being whipped and all that. But let me tell you about the legality of BDSM, just in case you want to go out there and get a little freaky, deaky. But the criminalization of consensual BDSM practices is usually not without or not with explicit reference to just BDSM, but results from the fact that such behavior as spanking or cuffing someone could be considered a breach of personal rights. You wouldn't think that you'd get in trouble for this shit, which in principle constitutes a criminal offense. Now, in Germany, if you're going to Germany, Netherlands, Japan, or Scandinavia, such behavior is legal in principle, right? But in Austria, the legal status is not clear. While in Switzerland, some BDSM practices can be considered criminal. Particular incidents like the U.S. scandal of People versus Jovanovich and the British Operation Spanner demonstrate the degree to which the difficult gray areas can pose a problem for individuals and authorities involved. The importance of knowing the legal status of the right of consent in the state. All right, basically what they're saying is, people, I hate to even go on this point, but my point I'm trying to get across is, if you're going to do it, you know, don't just, if you're dating someone, don't just tie them up. You know, you're in the bed making out and they reach out the arm. Don't just put a cuff on them and slam it to the board. And, you know, we've done stories like this before. If you just spring it upon your partner and you whipping that ass and they don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You talk about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Have a safe word. That way the cops, you remember the story I did a couple weeks ago that the cops heard the people report the noise next door, and the guy opens the door and he's butt naked, and the chick's, she's, you know, handcuffed to the chair, butt naked, and but they consent it.
Yes.
Right? But you got to get permission.
You got to get permission.
Get permission, or you ask to be going down
for
a kinky crime.
That is kinky. What are you ever?
That's public service warning.
Kinky crime. A little. Public service message. You get it all here.
Get it all.
Real life, real crime.
Laying it out. So, I don't know about all that.
All right. Well, you know, I can't say I don't know all about
it. we're not. I wasn't trying to put you on spot.
No, it's fine.
You're turning red, bro. but I'm sure you have a someone.
Safe word.
Yeah, safe word. That's exactly what I was going to say. Anyway.
All right. Any final thoughts?
I just love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Please continue to like and share and go leave Jim and I a review on Apple iTunes if you're so inclined. We would appreciate it and just love y'all.
That's right. And we want to shout out, of course, as Woody said, we pre-record these, and Shane is sitting in here with us now, and he's been just listening and as attentive as you can ever get.
Every year for the Crew Bashes, the McLaur Whitetail Adventures, they donate so much, and so many people have got to go up for the Lopa hunts and all that. And I got to meet so many amazing lifers who, you know, what one of them was in the crowd. The mom was on the stage, Missy. That her son was the hero that died, and the boy, Reese, that's right, and the boy was in the crowd that received it. And then I got Jacob and Shane and McLaur donated a trip. It was Whitetail. It was Whitetail this season. I went up, and so the Missy, Jewel, it was there with her son, her son Jack that's still alive, and then the mama and the son who are from the Berry, New Iberia, the son that received kidneys, a kidney from him, came up and hunted. And I got to sit in the blind and guide this young man who was alive because of that. But all because McLaur Whitetail Adventures put it together, and we appreciate y'all.
That's right.
And my brother from another mother. And
absolutely. Best anyway, hunting in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and beautiful place. But don't tell everybody because –
yeah,
I don't want anybody to know. That's right.
Woody wants to keep all the deer for himself.
We're going to keep all of Wisconsin to myself.
All right. Well, look, one last thing. Check out Bloody Angola. We have an amazing episode. Yes. We don't do a whole lot of interviews, so when we do them, they turn out really fire. This one is one you're going to want to hear.
Really special guy.
Yeah, really special guy.
Yeah.
And so check that out if you haven't done so already. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.